This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg. He is in London. He writes political economics for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. And we come to the Bank of England, which is comparable to the Federal Reserve, and the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, who is comparable to the Secretary of the Treasury. And the dispute ongoing on the financial pages, especially the FT, the Financial Times, is it time to raise rates? We have this headline from these last days. The new chief economist of the Bank of England has warned that UK inflation is likely to hit or surpass 5% by early next year, fueling beliefs that interest rates are likely to increase in November. He said that Threadneedle Street would have to, quote, live a live decision to make at its next interest rate setting meeting, which comes soon enough, perhaps as soon as next week. Now, here's the debate, Joe, as I understand it. We have 5% in the U.S., and we're okay with that, I think, but I'm not sure. Britain reports 3.4%, and the expectation here is to go to 5%. Raising the rates, or at least stop buying the bonds every month, the so-called buyback of people's bonds, so they take it on their books in the Bank of England. That is a possible remedy. So is just talking about raising rates. What is your recommendation for the Bank of England? You're at the table now, Joe, when they have the meeting. Is talking hawkish, which Rishi Sunak does all the time? The Chancellor is always talking hawkish. He even uses the word immoral if we keep the rates as low as they are now. Does that solve this, or is the Bank of England going to have to move, and can the recovering economy, your measure, accept that move?
Well, I mean, if I were sitting at the table advising the Bank of England what to do, the best I could probably say is cross your fingers and hope for the best, because they have this problem where the domestic economics in the UK are telling them one thing, but the global policy environment with their peers at other central banks are telling them a different thing. So, I mean, domestically, for all of the reasons you laid out, the inflation is a big problem, and that's a big argument for the Bank of England to act here. I mean, we have signs that prices are rising, the inflation is accelerating, it doesn't show any signs of abating. The UK is particularly vulnerable to imported inflation because it tends to be a very, trade-dependent economy in its way. All of those factors would tend to argue that the Bank of England ought to act, coupled with the fact that up to now, economic growth has been particularly, relatively healthy. So there was less of an argument that they need to sustain this easing for the benefit of the broader economy. The trouble is, we don't know yet what the Federal Reserve in Washington is going to do. We're pretty sure that the European Central Bank across the English Channel and the Eurozone, is going to continue with its relatively easy policies for a while longer. No one wants to be the central bank that goes first, because precisely since the UK is an open economy, we don't know how that might affect financial flows into or out of the UK, how that might affect the exchange rate in unpredictable ways. So I think that the Bank of England is in a real dilemma, and what would help is if Andrew Bailey could pick up the phone and have a chat with Jerome Powell in Washington and Christine Lagarde in Frankfurt, who are both central bankers who also have inflation problems, and say, hey, people, can we all act together? But there doesn't seem to be any prospect of that happening.
And Joe, you've written about inflation for months and months and months. You're not alone. Other people have written about it as well. And we're now being told that they've been talking about inflation for months and months, at the Bank of England. Is the pall of the pandemic lifting now? Is that why they're out front talking about raising rates? Because they no longer have to concern themselves with a catastrophe?
Yeah, I think there's a sense that they have to rediscover the fine art of walking and chewing gum at the same time. And so that means that they will have to be mindful of whatever effect the pandemic still has on the economy, but also be mindful of issues like the inflation, the supply chains, and the fiscal situation. So we're back to where we were before, where they're always confronting a gajillion different problems and having to make policy somehow.
And one of those problems is named Vladimir Putin. And we'll turn to that next. Winter is coming. Joseph Sternberg, editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.